question.
All right. And what about, do you know what little children might give a nickname for someone who always goes to tell? If they're playing and somebody does something wrong, what do they call somebody?
Tattletailer.
All right. And what do you call the action if the flowers are pretty and these or your daughter maybe is going to cut some and make a bouquet? You say, go out and...
cut you some flowers.
All right. And another way, maybe they're not going to cut them. Maybe they're just going to do this way. They're going to go out and
pick some flowers.
And what are the different... what is the word, the collective word, for the various things that children play with? Maybe a horse, a doll, different little...
Just toys.
Ever heard them called the pretties or play pretties?
Yes. There's some few people that have said, come get up all these play pretties because they got so many things there, and they are, in one sense of the word, they are for a play for them to use, don't you? And you can just, to complete, instead of calling over name, you just say, get up all your play pretties, and that completes the job.
All right, and if someone gives you a book, and then maybe they see it on the shelf, and you say, they might say, that's interesting. I'd like to read it sometime. You might say, well, that's the one that
you gave me.
All right. But somebody else had already
asked for it.
Well, and maybe you have two copies of it, is what I meant. Somebody else had already
gave me one.
All right. And if there's a job to do, and somebody... somebody asks, well, when are you all going to do that? And you say, well, we have already
set a date for it.
All right, and if it's already, talk about the word used, begin. He had already
began.
All right, and he did it yesterday. Well, he didn't do it, but he started yesterday.
Started yesterday.
All right, and he used the word begin there.
Yeah,
he
began yesterday.
All right. And now this is the word to run. Yesterday, the little boy went along that path. He
trotted along this path.
All right, and how would you say to use some form of run? You'd say
he skipped along this path.
Okay.
You can use that for running.
You could.
Yeah.
All right.
You see, you have to be running to skip. You skip and run together.
All right. Today he runs. Yesterday he...
He skipped along.
All right, and if you wanted to say run, though, but you wouldn't, you say today he runs, yesterday he, using the same word, run, but how would you put it in the past? Like, today he runs, but yesterday he...
He just trotted along.
All right, would you say, could you say he ran yesterday, or he ran along here yesterday? Would you say the one of those?
Well, you'd say he ran the same path yesterday.
And he has...
run today.
All right, and what about to come? Yesterday he...
Yesterday he came.
And he has...
came back again today.
All right. And I see him every day. Yesterday I...
could you say he ran yesterday?
I talked with him yesterday.
All right, and I...
seen him today. He ran yesterday, and I've seen him today.
I have...
seen him every day.
Every day. All right, and if you're going somewhere, somebody's going somewhere, they say, oh, don't go that way because the road is all...
broken up on a rough road.
All right. And if it's a little bit cold, and you think, well, you really don't need it, it's a little bit cold, not bad, and you think you don't need your coat, and Mrs. A. might say, well, now you might catch a cold. Go ahead and...
carry your jacket.
No, not carry it with you.
Put it on.
And if someone has a chore to do, and you might say, you want to know if...